Okay. So I think that all worked.
Great.
And if people are coming in, that's fine. We just won't know about it. So let's just go for it. I'm going to go ahead and lead us in a little guided visualization that I was given by the dolphins and the whales. And we've all been able to speak here and put our voices together. So our energy is really included in this event. And I'm going to go ahead and just put everything on mute for a few minutes, okay?
Great.
I'll unmute you at the end. So
okay.
Sit back and relax.
Okay, Mary, thank you very much, and great to have you, Pat.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. That's right. Just keep breathing and feel yourself becoming calm and relaxed in body and mind. That deep breathing will take you to a very quiet place. That's right. Just keep breathing and going deeper and deeper to that place of quiet and stillness inside. You are now standing on the shore of a beautiful ocean. The sand is wet and cool on your feet, and the sun shines gently on your face. A warm, soft breeze brings the scent of flowers to you. Breathe that in. And you know that all is right with the world. You look up at the clear blue sky, and a flock of birds flies overhead. So take a deep breath and just feel the sense of peace and contentment that fills you. Now as you look out to the horizon, you notice something shimmering on the water. And as that shimmer gets closer, you realize it's a pod of dolphins. And they come very close to shore, only about 50 yards out, and they start swimming back and forth in front of you. The dolphins are asking you to join them. You dive or walk into the water and swim out easily to the pod, and your dolphin guide greets you. This is a dolphin you've known before, even if you don't remember or recognize him. This dolphin will keep you safe during your journey today. You embrace, and then you start swimming side by side. You realize that you can breathe without a snorkel and mask, and that your vision is perfect. It's also easy for you to swim as fast as the dolphins. And when you need a little rest, all you have to do is hold onto your guide's flipper or dorsal fin. He will stay with you and help you. The dolphins are taking you on a journey through the sea. You are amazed at how clean and clear the water is. You can see a long ways, and the clarity is astounding. Look at the beams of light coming into the water and how they make everything sparkle. The water is actually pulsing with a healthy vibration, and it feels so alive. The temperature, salinity, and composition of the water itself is absolutely perfect as it was thousands and thousands of years ago. Now look down and see that the dolphins are taking you over a coral reef. Wow, look at all the life. The corals are huge and their colors brilliant. There are sea fans and dozens of different coral formations. And the fish. Look at the diversity and the sheer numbers. Everywhere you look, there are fish and lobsters and shellfish. This reef is teeming with life. Even the cracks and crevices have octopus and eels and other creatures. The dolphins tell you that all the oceans of the world look like this now. The reefs have been restored to brilliant health, and all species have come back in full force, healthy and in perfect balance. Just enjoy looking at this reef for a moment and all of the abundant life. You hate to leave this reef area, but the dolphins say that there is much more to show you. And they speed off to meet up with a group of humpback whales. The whales are feeding on huge blooms of krill. The water is so thick with krill that it's actually red, and it's hard for you to see these 40-ton beings. The whales are ecstatic to have this wonderful food. And as you peer through the krill, you see that there are many types of whales here. Blues, fins, bowhead, right whales. There are a lot of fish there as well. It's like a giant buffet. And as you continue to swim with the dolphins, you encounter huge schools of fish and other types of cetaceans feeding on them. Dolphins, orcas, belugas, and seals and sea lions, they are having a feast. And the big fish are eating the small fish, and everyone is happy and healthy, and the area is in perfect balance. There are even birds diving into the water to eat these fish. And the dolphins keep swimming, and you encounter thousands of jellyfish floating magically in the water. And over there are sea turtles swimming gently, and manta rays, and all kinds of colorful sea creatures that you don't really know, but they are part of the whole, and they are happy and enjoying how clean and beautiful and vibrant the water is. While you are watching them, you also notice that the sounds in the sea are peaceful. They're natural sounds. Critters eating or cleaning off the coral. The clack of a crab claw on a rock. So spend a moment just enjoying all these creatures swimming by and listening to the sounds of the sea. Your dolphin guide and your pod start swimming again, and they show you many different areas of the sea. Cold environments where there is ice, cool kelp forests with sea otters. But wherever you go, everything is clean and vibrant and healthy and full of life. You are overwhelmed with joy that every drop of water on this planet has been transformed. The pod stops swimming now and points at something in the distance. You notice other pods coming. Groups of dolphins, and they have humans with them, just like you. And they are gathering together in a central location. Thousands and thousands of dolphins and humans. But wait, there are also whales coming. Thousands and thousands of whales of every type. Big and small, young and old. This is a gathering of all the cetaceans on the planet. They are coming to meet with you and the other humans on this journey. It is a joyous celebration. Everyone is mingling and greeting each other. Now we begin to line up side by side, human between dolphin and whale. And we are holding or touching flippers and hands. We are creating a chain of beings that is extending around the whole world. A magnificent ring of dolphins and whales and humans all holding hands together. And as the last whales and humans complete the chain, we begin to ascend out of the water and slowly float above the surface, moving gently backwards into space. We continue to expand out into the atmosphere until we can see the Earth below us, a beautiful, shining, bright planet of peace and love. And we, and the whales and the dolphins, are still holding our hands and flippers, encircling the Earth. And love starts pouring out of our hearts, going down to the Earth. As we float in space, observing the Earth that we encircle, the humans and the whales and the dolphins allow love and healing energy to pour out of us from every cell, and we see it lighting up the Earth. The water and even the land is dancing with this astounding energy. So let's spend a moment just enjoying this feeling of total love and peace as our circle continues to bathe the earth and especially the water with this healing, loving vibration. Slowly, we begin to return to the earth and we enter the water again, still maintaining our circle with the whales and the dolphins. And the love is still pouring from our hearts into the water, lighting everything up, creating this glow of energy and peace and harmony. And now all the whales and dolphins and humans are gathering together again. And we send our love and blessings to each other. We're all so happy to have created this field of love and health and beauty. And the cetaceans really appreciate our help. Your dolphin guide now says goodbye and tells you that you will meet again. And with that, the whales and dolphins come off into the crystal clear, sparkling water. You look around at the humans who are gathered and bow to them with gratitude. Everyone swims off to find their own beach. And you slowly swim to shore and step out onto the land. As you turn and look out to sea, you see thousands of dolphins leaping and hundreds of whales too. Wave goodbye and then slowly return to this space and time. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Hey, are you back?
That was beautiful, Mary.
That was wonderful.
Good.
And it really worked. It was very powerful.
Yes.
Great. Well, I think it's really important that we just go back and hold that vision for even just 5 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And the more people we can get holding this vision, the quicker it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have just a little message here from Granny. I sent it to Pat last night, Linda, but I'd like to share it with you.
Great.
I spoke to her last night, and I asked her if there was something she would specifically like to say to this group today on the call. And she said, thank you for joining your hearts and energy fields to create a new vision on this planet. The whales and dolphins have been doing all we can to clean and clear the waters, but we need your help. We cannot do it alone. Every thought, every prayer, every blessing, and every intention does make a difference. Hold the vision in your heart of clean, vibrant, healthy, and full of life waters. See them sparkling in every corner of the world. For as the ocean sparkles, these waves of love spread across the land. Everything is connected, and as you influence one, it affects another. So focus your healing energy upon the waters, and as the water evaporates and moves over the land, it returns as rain, and you will be raining blessings on the land and all its creatures, including you. You will be adding your healing energy to every square inch of this planet. Love is the greatest power in this dimension. Use it to clean and heal everything that is physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Use your power for good, and good will find you. We are grateful for your help and your love. Blessings to all of you from the whales and dolphins.
Thank you, Granny. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Granny. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
And thank you, Pat. That was, my whole body's still vibrating. It was just, Mary, you did a fabulous job. I can't think of any better way to initiate this ritual. So
good.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you.
Yeah. So we will just continue to spread the word, and hopefully in a few months we'll have so many people on the line that no more can join in.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll get the word out, and I'll put it on our website. And
great. Thanks, Pat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that Granny.
Yeah,
I've been connecting with you since about 1991.
That's when I met her.
Oh.
My goodness.
And do you know what?
I was on San Juan Island at the county park.
At the lighthouse?
Yes. Well, not at the lighthouse.
Oh, no, up at the county park, right.
County park camping, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, well, I was just down the shore at the lighthouse. Same summer. And you know what, Linda? The whales were in the islands this week on the 3rd, and somebody took a picture that they said was Granny breaching completely out of the water. And so I asked her about that, and I said, you can still do that? And she said, even though I'm old, I'm not feeble. She said, orcas don't age like humans. We are vital until we are not.
Wow.
And then it's usually a fairly swift process for us to leave our bodies.
Okay.
So she's still out there, and she's
going
at 103 this year.
So
it's just amazing.
Yeah, it is. She
I
is.
I think she would be leaving any day. Now I think she's going to live forever.
Yep. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Go, Granny.
Go, Granny.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you, Mary. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Pat. This
thank
is fabulous.
Thank you for being here. Hold the vision, and we'll continue on.
Absolutely.
All right. Take care. We'll talk
blessings.
Later.
Blessings.
Blessings to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.